So I thought the DEI thing was going by the wayside. Like, people figured it out. This diversity, equity, and inclusion is a bunch of garbage.
Right.
Not about diversity and what's this so-called equity and inclusion. No. And so, like, even at the University of Florida, they disbanded their DEI program. And all the employees, I mean, they were spending a lot of money on this garbage. Well, it turns out that the State Department, not only are they continuing to do this silly stuff, this DEI, but they're implementing a policy that you have to pass kind of well, it's like a loyalty test you want to get promoted. In other words, you got to think like us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep. The test, of course, has to do with DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be considered for promotions and higher pay.
Wow.
And this came as a result of President Biden's executive order. Gina Abercrombie Winstanley, President Obama's former Malta ambassador, was appointed as Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer in April of 2021 for the State Department. She was in the position until June of 2023. And according to her, a state created a policy under Biden that conditions promotions on whether employees are able to demonstrate through documentation that they are actively involved in DEI practices. I wouldn't even know where to begin, would you?
No. No.
We made the change that if you wanted to be considered for promotion at the Department of State, in other words, we're not going to promote the best person for the job. We're not going to do that.
Okay.
We're going to promote the person who may be qualified, but not the best, unless the best also happens to be really good at, for lack of a better term, really good at DEI. Okay. Oh, this person really gets it. Yeah. We made the change that if you wanted to be considered for promotion at the Department of State, you must be able to document what you're doing in support of DEI and accessibility. This is how you were judged for promotions, she said. This was at a City Club Forum event in April. April of 23. So that means my allies who are not female or minority are also interested in being able to show I'm doing good work on this. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Fox News reached out for comment. America needs her best. The department wants leaders who can develop top talent among all Americans, whatever our background, not just those who share our life experiences. The subject of her speaking engagement was the Biden administration's DEI and accessibility strategic plan. In an announcement about the plan, state said it was working on, quote, establishing the advancement of DEI as an element for all employees as part of their job performance criteria, career advancement opportunities, and senior performance pay.
Wow.
All levels of the State Department, Washington and abroad, are affected by the mandate. Wow. We will ensure that the Department of State is a leader in government-wide efforts to advance DEIA, ensure the department itself strongest possible position, blah, blah, blah. Anthony Blinken, he's all on board.
Unreal. Not surprising, but unreal. Yeah. Well, it was just last month, I guess it was North Face, got all kinds of hassle. They were doing a thing, I think it was in the UK, where you got 20% off if you took this little DEI racial inclusion thing because, you know, the outdoors and the white privilege, you know, they had better access to the outdoors somehow. So, yeah, you get 20% off, but you had to take their little DEI racial inclusion thing. So
yeah, like, and if you didn't pass it, you got a new label on your jacket that said Two-Face. Instead of North Face.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, you're right. It's when is it going to end? We thought we were past all this stuff, really, until Obama.
It came back up, but then I thought people were catching on, like, yeah, this is really stupid. Kind of like CRT, critical race theory, which is the antithesis of everything that Martin Luther King Jr. taught us, that, you know, hey, let's judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. Well, all that was turned on its head with CRT. finally, you know, as more and more people heard about it, everybody was scratching their head going, well, this is stupid. And this is not going to help anybody, regardless of their skin color.
No.
So, yeah. So at the same time, you know, DEI is going on, of course, the American flag gets trampled on. Members of a regional women's country line dance team were reportedly kicked out of a Seattle dance convention after organizers claimed their American flag themed shirts made some attendees feel triggered and unsafe.
Wait a minute, this is line dancing.
Yes.
Kind of, so we think of line dancing country oriented.
Correct.
And an American flag is a problem?
It made, according to the you know, the organizers, mm-hmm. some attendees feel triggered and unsafe.
I think we could very quickly analyze their political leanings, tendencies, and idiocy as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're triggered by the American flag, you got a problem.
You might need to seek, I don't even know, professional
I don't know.
Help. Maybe spiritual guidance.
I think you just need a visa to someplace else.
Maybe have a friend hit you in the head a couple times with a shovel gently to...
Oh, yeah, kind of loosen things up, get your thinking a little more right.
Wow. Yep.
That's sad.
We'll make the best of it here, though, on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is Thursday, 6:45. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.